Regina Falangi asks,
how do I get someone to kiss me on New Year's Eve?
I don't know.
Don't worry about it. Nobody cares. There's going to be plenty of New Year's Eves.
You don't need to bring the New Year in by kissing some strangers.
Ask your mom and dad to kiss you on New Year's Eve. Get a boyfriend.
There's a thing called a mistletoe. And then you just wear a little hat that has it, and you walk in front of someone.
Go for it, and you never know what's going to happen. I mean, it's New Year's Eve. It's a new year.
Grab a hold of them and lay one on them.
Stand near someone, like, low-key, and then midnight, just go boom in your face, and then just do it.
Put your big, pretty smile on and walk up to the first cute guy and give him a big one.
Stay close to them for most of the night. When it's, like, 5 minutes left, go up and snuggle right up next to them. And then push every other contender away.
Richard Sassy asks,
I want to throw the best New Year's party. What can I do to make sure it's a success?
So, glitter everywhere.
Make sure that you have, like, lots of noisemakers.
You have food, you know, you have drinks.
Have lots of games, food, snacks.
If you're over 21, just have lots of beer and you're good.
Make sure you've got enough supplies to last the evening.
Have a lot of free drinks, a lot of food, a good DJ.
Having a lot of people. Also having things to do, like music, or if you have like a ping pong table, or if you have a pool, or if you have a pool table.
Don't overdo it. Being together makes it a success.
Go in and like choose a specific group of people you know that's going to make it fun, and that even if they don't know each other, like they're people that can mix well with other people.
Confetti, balloons, chips, lots of food, lots of girls, lots of guys, and then just have like a good time. Just gather up all your friends and you should have a wonderful time.